الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصمه. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان وبلغنا رمضان. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: اللهم سلمنا لرمضان وسلم رمضان لنا وسلمه لنا متقبلا. وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: وصدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Today is the 24th of Jamadi of Rajab, and in another month and 6 days or so will be the month of Ramadan. In another 4 or 5 days will be the month of Sha'ban. These are all the great blessed period that Allah has brought us in. May Allah make it that we are all conscious of it. Like exam time comes long before students are away, it's exam time. We are going after the exams, we'll go for holiday, it will be Ramadan. After that, madrasa will be opening. Then we are all conscious madrasa is opening so and so day. We must start getting ready. Much more than all that, we should be getting ready for the month of Ramadan. And long before, we should try and get ready for the month of Ramadan. And we see that the spirit of getting ready for the month of Ramadan was the mizaj and nature of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That right at the beginning of Rajab already, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam made the dua, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban. Give us barakat in the month of Rajab and Sha'ban. Wa ballighna Ramadan. And let us reach the month of Ramadan. Here we see that Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam actually made dua for his life to be extended, to be prolonged from Rajab till Sha'ban. Otherwise, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam used to say, when I pick up a morsel of food, I don't know whether it will reach my mouth or not. And I make salam one side, I don't know if I'll make the salam the other side. But for the month of Ramadan, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cherished and wished that he must get the month of Ramadan. On one occasion, 2 Sahaba became Muslims at one and the same time. And then one passed away, he became a shaheed, he passed away in the path of Allah Ta'ala, became a martyr. A year later, the other one passed away. And somebody saw in a dream, the one who passed later entered Jannat before the one who passed before the shaheed. So they mentioned that to Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Like surprisingly, he became a shaheed and he entered later. And the one who was not a shaheed, but he lived a year longer, and he entered before the shaheed into Jannah. So Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said, you people don't appreciate what the value of every namaz is. Don't you see, he lived for one additional year, 360 days roughly, 5 times namaz every day, about 1800 namazes more he made. He kept more with 30 rozas. His ibadah, we don't appreciate it. So what is coming now, the month of Ramadan, when Allah increases tremendously the value of amal, and the doors of Jahannam are closed, shayateen are chained up, the doors of Jannat are thrown open. The whole day, the makhluk, the creation of Allah, makes dua for those people who keep rozas from the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The fish in the water, the birds in the air, the ants on the ground, all are busy making dua the whole day. From maghrib time, from sunset, right till subah sadiq, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala himself announces and asks, is there anyone who is begging me for forgiveness? Is there anyone who is begging me for rozi? Is there anyone who is begging me for any problem that he's got? So 24 hours we are getting duas. Duas of the creation, dua of the creator. He is asking us what we want. So such a valuable time is coming. And for every amal that we do in the month of Ramadan, the reward is multiplied by 70. Or every farz is multiplied by 70. And every nafal becomes the value of a farz. Mujaddid al-Fithani rahmatullah alayhi has written that the whole year's nafal ibadat cannot equal a farz. Farz is the highest. So the whole year, not the whole year, the whole life's nafal ibadat. So a person's whole life, tahajjud, ishraq, jash, awwabin, all other nafal namazes that he makes, cannot equal two rakat of the fajr, of the farz of fajr. So valuable is the farz of fajr, that two rakat are so valuable, that the whole life's nafal cannot be equal to that. But in the month of Ramadan, every nafal becomes the value of a farz. So, which we, the whole, how much, whole life you can spend, it can't become the, you can't get the value of a farz. But in the month of Ramadan, every nafal namaz has the value of a farz namaz. And every farz is multiplied by 70. So how much a person can earn in the month of Ramadan? It is a month of great auspiciousness. So from the Rajab already, Rajab is coming to an end. Today is the 24th of Rajab already. 24 days are gone, another 4-5 days are left, 5-6 days are left. So let us try and appreciate this also. And then comes the month of Ramadan, Shaban after that. And Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam made dua for barakah. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Shaban. For Shaban also, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam made dua for barakah. And what is the barakah of Shaban really? In one riwayat, in many hadith it comes, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam fasted the most besides the month of Ramadan, which is farz, and all the rozas, of course, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam kept. But besides the month of Ramadan, the most he kept rozas in any month was the month of Shaban. And in some narrations it comes that he kept the whole month rozas in the month of Shaban. So this month is very auspicious. We should try and keep as many rozas as possible. They've got great value. And Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam put so much emphasis and he kept the roza. From there we can gauge and understand how valuable the roza of the month of Shaban are. Then comes the great, great night of Shaban, the 15th night. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, "Qumu laylaha." That night of Shaban, the 15th night, make ibadat in that night. Wasumu yawmaha. And on the day, the 15th, keep roza. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said. In another riwayat, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said that all your actions are presented to Allah Ta'ala on this night of 15th of Shaban. There is difference of opinion in the ulama whether this is Laylatul Qadr, when the actions are presented by Allah Ta'ala and decisions are being made for the coming year, or whether it is the 15th night of Shaban. Some ulama have said that the 15th night of Shaban is the night when Allah Ta'ala makes all the, whatever has to be done in the coming year, who is going to die. The list of all those people are given to Malakul Maut. All who are going for Hajj in that year, the list also is given. It is not a matter of getting approved, yeah, and that you are going for Hajj. It depends there who is going for Hajj. According to that, everything happens. How much of water we will be drinking, how much of food we will be eating, everything is written on this night. So it is only advisable that a person be in ibadah that night. And Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam also clearly said that the person's record of deeds, anama ya amal, are presented to Allah Ta'ala on this night. And from all riwayat, it appears that this happens in the whole month of Shaban, and it carries on till the Laylatul Qadr. This whole procedure of all the amal being presented to Allah Ta'ala, and then all decisions being made for the new year, this whole But the highlight of it is the 15th of Sha'ban when it starts and it's concluded and completed by Laylatul Qadr. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, I desire that when my amal are presented to Allah, that I must be fasting. Then Allah will look at me also with a merciful eye, that my banda is fasting and whatever his amal has come. So, of course, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's nama amal, what the level it is. You don't really need the, so to say, the mercy, because Nabi alayhi salatu, his amal, his namazas, his ibadah. But even Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, I wish to be in a state of fasting when my record of deeds are being presented. And that it is highlighted, it is on the 15th day that these amal are presented. It is unconceivable that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will not be fasting on the 15th of Sha'ban. Also, the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam stressed the importance and the great virtue of keeping rozas ayyam-e-beed, the middle 10 nights, the white nights of the month. That is the 13th, 14th and 15th. So to keep those rozas also have got great virtue. And it is impossible that throughout the year Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kept those rozas, but in Sha'ban he did not keep it. The 15th of Sha'ban, Badarja Aula, you would definitely have kept it. So we should try and keep the rozas of the 15th of Sha'ban. And the night, try and make our ibadah. And as far as the riwayat are concerned, the da'if riwayat, that is a clear-cut issue. Therefore, all ulama are unanimous that for fadail, da'if, ahadith are also fully accepted. It is for masail, of course, for aqaid, even more strong ahadith are required. But for fadail, even da'if. And when the da'if hadiths come from a few turuq, from different narrations, they strengthen one another. Then that dwarf also goes away. So anyway, that is a discussion for the muhaddithin. But the upshot of it all, and our great, great ulama, Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi, rahmatullah alayhi, all our great ulama, they should keep the fast of the 15th of Sha'ban. Not only keep it, they should take particular care to keep the roza, the fast of the 15th of Sha'ban. So this month of Rajab which we are in is a valuable, great month. This month also we should try and ask forgiveness from Allah. And also we should try and keep rozas. And we should try and now plant our seeds for the month of Ramadan. It is said, Buzurgs have said, the month of Rajab is the month to plant our seeds. The month of Sha'ban is to water and to fertilize it. And the month of Ramadan is to take and pick our crop. So if we prepare from now, then we will be able to enjoy the month of Ramadan. Also, we know if we don't keep any rozas, it's not farz, all the other rozas of Rajab, Sha'ban, a person keeps no rozas, and he is a bit lax in his namaz also. Then when Ramadan starts, the first thing after is Maghrib namaz, when the moon is sighted, and after that is Isha, and then is Taraweeh. And if he's not used to any nafal namaz, now to make 20 rakats of nafal, he finds it hard. And many people do make, and first night, second night, third night, you find the good crowd in the masjid. But every day they start going down, because we are not used to it. It is like a person who has to drive his car, a manual car, and he puts it not in first gear, but he puts it in third gear, fourth gear, and the car is on an incline upwards, and he takes off like that, the car won't move. It will just jerk, and then engine will switch off. Just like that, if we go into Ramadan without preparation, and Ramadan is heavy, a complete different routine, the month of Ramadan. We will be getting up for Sehri. We will be making Taraweeh 20 rakats more. And not short rakats. One whole supara will be recited in that 20 rakats. So it takes time. So it is a mujahada for a person. And if he's not prepared from before, then he finds it hard. So many people we find 2-3 days rozas they keep, then they stop keeping rozas. 2 days, 3 days Taraweeh they make, and then they stop making Taraweeh. So if we get used to it from Rajab, and then more in Shaban, then we are smooth sailing, like your car now is in fifth gear, and you are just moving now, then easy for you, your Taraweeh becomes easy, your Roza becomes easy for you, and then that is the person who will be able to get the maximum benefit of the month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan, 3 Asharas, 3 10-day periods. The first one is of Maghfirat, Allah's forgiveness, then Allah's Rahmat, and then Itqum Minan Nar, freedom from the fire of Jahannam. So those who are prepared and they go into Ramadan, they start getting the full benefits of Ramadan from the start. And those who are not prepared, then some of them, by after keeping Roza for 10 days, now they come abutting to the groove. So they get the benefits now from this, from the 11th of Ramadan. And those who are more further away, after keeping Roza for 20 days, now in the last Ashara comes. People are sitting now for Etikaf also. Now a person feels Ramadan is really here. But it's only now the last 10 days, which are of course the most valuable days and nights of Ramadan, which is there. So if we get prepared from before, that is what we should do. So on this night, when all our amal are presented to Allah Ta'ala, and a person, if he's in ibadat, is in roza, then you can expect Allah Ta'ala to look very mercifully, very kindfully at our report also. And then decisions are made for the rest of the year. How much rosy a person will be getting for this year. What illnesses, bimaris are going to come to him. Whether he's going to be dying in that year, going for hajj, or making nikah. All that is decided on that night. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatin mubarakah. Inna kunna munzirin. Fiha yufraqu kullu amrin hakeem. On that night, all those decisions are made. So, let us not just go unmindfully. Rajab has passed. How many of us were conscious of Rajab? And now just few days are left. How many of us are going to take benefit of it? Then the month of Shaban, more now we must be getting. It is the month of Ramadan, like a wonderful dasturkhan is laid out, on which there is roast, on which there is biryani. There is all the delicious food. And now it is just a matter of partaking of it. But a person, if he was prepared, like for example, you go to a house where you are invited, and you get the smell of biryani coming, you get the smell of the roast coming, or they have made a braai, and you can get the smell of the braai, you get attracted, you want to go towards it. Like that, if we can feel spiritually the smell of Ramadan, the wonderful dasturkhan which is laid out, all the different ibadat of the month of Ramadan, the closeness a person gets to Allah Ta'ala in the month of Ramadan, the month when we can purify and cleanse ourselves completely and thoroughly. If a person prepares himself properly and then spends his Ramadan correctly, by the end of Ramadan, he has made wusul ila Allah. He has been connected with Allah Ta'ala. And that is the greatest connection. A person here wants to be connected with the satellite. He wants to be connected with all the different phone companies, and we can make calls, etc. You have to be connected. The greatest connection is if you are connected with Allah Ta'ala. And we as Muslims, we were the ones supposed to teach the world to achieve this connection. But unfortunately, we, like the people of the world, just dunya people, we are also worried of just dunya's connection. Whether I'm connected on my phone or not, whether I've got Wi-Fi, whether I've got airtime, etc. That we are worried about. My battery is charged, etc. But our own battery, we are worried of the phone's battery. But our own battery, we are not charging it. Ask ourselves, whenever did we charge our battery? Our iman, when did we make it strong? This is the ideal period to charge it for the whole year. And then it won't be only for the whole year,
It will go for our whole life. So these wonderful opportunities are coming now. Let us not waste them. Usually students feel we are still young. We see this is a ploy of Shaitan. That when you are still young, now is the time to study. But how much do we study also? We say we have to study, but how many of us do study? And in any case, after imtihan, there are no studies now. Now is the, and Allah reward our elders that they kept the Ramadan as a holiday period. And it's not a holiday period what we understand a holiday. For us, holiday is no namaz now. Our clothing changes now. We start dressing like the kuffar. And we become lax in our deen. That is no holiday. Holiday is not a holiday in the sense how the West takes it a holiday. This is just a change because the ibadat of the month of Ramadan is so special. And it is also, it is a mujahada. It's not so easy. So therefore, they kept the madrasas closed during this period. That no sabaks will take place. All must concentrate now on the month of Ramadan. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, rahmatullah alayhi, used to write to his close associates, to his friends, and that was to the ulama. And the ulama who were teaching in Darul Ulooms, and teaching big kitabs in Darul Ulooms. You should write to them before Ramadan, that the month of Ramadan is coming. 11 years we have allowed to go in unmindfulness, in ghaflat. To who is he writing? To the big ulama. Ulama who are teaching big hadith kitabs in Darul Ulooms. He's writing to them and saying to them that we have allowed 11 months to go in ghaflat. Let this month not go in ghaflat. Make up for it in this month. That is, we paid attention to our mutala. And we went and teach our sabak. We were on time as we start. And we made effort to make the students understand the sabak properly. But on our soul, what effort did we make? We made effort on ilm, but on connecting with Allah Ta'ala. And islahi nafs, what worry did we make with regard to that? And any person, he can be a Shaykh Kamil, he can be Shaykh al-Mashaykh with thousands of murids and khulafa also. But if he's not concerned of his own Islam, if he's only making Islam of other people and not concerned of his own Islam, then such a person, Buzur say, Ye Muslih kya hoga? What will be a Muslih? That is making other people's Islam. Ye khud bhi salih nahi hoga. He won't be even pious himself. Forget making other people pious. He won't be pious himself. So it's quite clear that big ulama teaching big kitabs in Darul Ulooms, they are busy with all that. They couldn't pay full attention towards their own Islah. From Islah of other people is even more further. But now is the time of Ramadan when no kitab teaching, kitabs are closed, students are gone home. There is a time to worry for one's Islah and one's figure, making Islah of oneself. And if a person who does not do that, and then Shaitan puts into him, like one person, asked Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, that I teach Bukhari Sharif, so why do I need a Shaykh? Whole Bukhari is in front of me, I can make my own Islam. Maulana gave this answer, that the word Islam, is it the verb of it, is it lazim or is it muta'addi? Then he said, and now I understand. For us to understand simply that a doctor who becomes ill, he can't treat himself. He'll have to go to another doctor. A dentist, orthodontist, best dentist in the country, he has a toothache and he has to have a tooth extracted or whatever has to be done, he can't do it himself. He'll have to go to somebody else. So just like that, nobody can make his own Islam. We have to go to somebody else for our Islam. And the month of Ramadan is the ideal occasion, as Allah Ta'ala Himself says, شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. All this, why? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. so that you acquire taqwa, so that your islah is made. If a person's islah is not made, for example, in this angle, and to this extent that his niyat is not correct, he's doing everything for name and fame, for worldly gain, whole life he will do work of deen. People will praise him, lot of work of deen, very pious, but his niyat was not correct, everything will be down the drain. He won't get anything by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. If a person makes his ibadat, and ilm also, ibadat also, brings pride in a person, that I make so much ibadat, other people, I'm better than other people, they don't make no ibadat, I'm up from tahajjud from 3 o'clock, from 2 o'clock, whatever time, and other people don't even come for fajr, then this person with this pride, he will be in a greater loss on the day of Qiyamah than those people who didn't get up for fajr, but they were feeling guilty. We are so bad, we don't make fajr namaz. We don't get up for fajr. They got a much more greater chance of forgiveness by Allah Ta'ala compared to the person who makes tahajjud and pride came in him. So it is very important that these diseases have to be removed, and that is what is called tazkiyah. That I think I'm better than other people. I think I'm pious. I think that I've got great status by Allah Ta'ala. An example of that, Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali gave, that a person must not have this feeling that I'm somebody pious, I'm somebody good, I'm a big alim, I'm a big sheikh, whatever. He said the example of that is, if there is a king who is young also still, very handsome also, and very rich also, and he has got lot of slave women also, beautiful, beautiful slave woman. And one slave woman who is short, who is fat, who has got freckles on her face, and she's dark in complexion, and she feels, I'm the favorite of the king. Yeah? The king won't even want to look at her. So like that, a person, no matter what your ibadah is, don't think that I'm the favorite of Allah also. In the eyes of the people also, don't think I'm a favorite. Don't even think I'm a favorite of Allah. What is the condition of our namaz in any case? What is the condition of our iman, our yaqeen? Where can we think that I'm the favorite of Allah Ta'ala? So a person, all this, if he doesn't become conscious of that, he'll carry on making ibadat also. But it can happen, may Allah save us all, that it all goes down the drain. So it is very important that we prepare for the month of Ramadan, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ for your taqwa. شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ. This is that great month in which Allah Ta'ala revealed the Qur'an Sharif. And all the other heavenly kitabs, Torah, Zabur, Injil, all were also revealed in the month of Ramadan. So the month is so great and auspicious, and the kitabs of Allah, Allah's kalam, Allah's guidance for us, how we should live. And the Quran is the most perfect kitab of all the kitabs, of everything. The Quran Sharif is the greatest, that Allah revealed it for us in the month of Ramadan. And therefore, that reason Allah says, فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرَ, those who find the month of Ramadan, that is what the condition. You are not ill, you are not a musafir, etc. Then, فَلْيَصُمْ, keep the roza. The rozas are really to honor the month of Ramadan. Rozas are really to honor the Quran Sharif, because it's such a great thing to celebrate it, keep roza. To celebrate the month of Ramadan, keep roza. To celebrate this great kitab, Quran Sharif, keep roza. So, rozas have been made for us on us, and to honor the Quran Sharif, to honor the month of Ramadan. May Allah give us tawfiq. Let not this month, otherwise years will come and go, and we don't benefit anything from this great, great month of Ramadan. And if we take a little notice, we'll benefit greatly from Rajab, from Shaaban, and then Ramadan also. May Allah give us all tawfiq.